past to expire, was feeling past due. I tried to be honest, I am what I am. If everything's changing, I'll do the best that I can. What are you spending? How much are you saving? How much money in the bank? Will it take you till you're sleeping like a baby, baby? Yeah. I want the power to the people, except when the people get. Are you some pinko socialist living under a stump? I want my money, want my freedom, want somebody in charge. I want somebody to blame when it all falls apart. What are you spending? How much are you saving? How much money in the bank will it take until you're sleeping like a baby? Baby, are you listening?
You're the only one that I want. The force, the breath, my love. The future is street like a city. Knowing the chill in the heart. Remember the skies and the water. And the stars that block us from part. And the rhythm of our footsteps, the beauty. They spiral, they tremble, and we're lost. Keep me on the ground in your arms. When I feel myself drifting. No words are okay. No words are okay. Remember the skies in the water. When the stars are blackest for color. You keep me from falling. We've already fell. At the edge of the edge. Spiral in the canyon where the future lives. The same old words would be
basic, I'm wasted. A certified replacement. A facelift, I'll take it, I'll take it.
It's an emptiness inside, or a Rosie Carney was 16. Before that, we heard Sophia Stell and Mora Mora with I'll Take It, Ace of Wands, Edge of the Edge, The World So Madly by Rat Boys, and we kicked it off with R. Kells and Portugal the Man. Now, I said I would talk about what's going on this weekend. A couple of fun shows I wanted to highlight. One is happening tonight, and that is Queen's Muse Magazine. They're doing one of their major fundraisers for their upcoming magazine. They put out, I believe, four, they said, a year. This is the Queen's Muse Mini Desk. It's at the Merchant, featuring Dutch Baby, Sleep on the Couch, and Duck Pond. Kate, who you will hear here on Mondays on Indie Wake Up Call, is one of the organizers of this event, and she and I were talking about Duck Pond earlier, and she mentioned on her show as well how she appreciated that they covered Geese but did not do sort of the top hit Geese. They did Trinidad, so we'll play that in the next set as a bit of an homage. A lot of these are student bands, so a great opportunity to check out artists as they are coming up on the radar. Tickets for that are $12, and again, it's at the Merchant. And then on Sunday at the Broom Factory, we've got a punk and harder music show featuring 47 Teeth, Doing Okay, and Hag. 47 Teeth is celebrating their new album release with this hometown show. Tickets for that are $15. It is an afternoon show, so for those folks who you know, don't want to stay up too late at night or are worried that a Sunday show means that you're going to disrupt your week ahead prep plans, use this as an opportunity to kind of wake yourself up, energize yourself. You'll still get home in time for dinner and get a good night's sleep. This one is a 19 plus. Oh, no, it's not. It's an all ages show. I was going to say, I think usually their afternoon shows are all ages. Super fun to see when the kids come out to these shows. They bring so much energy, enthusiasm to it. They're dancing with their giant ear protectors on and often, you know, are the most enthusiastic and uninhibited guests in the room. So always a lot of fun. So we will play Dogs in the Park, which is the newest single from 47 Teeth. After that, to keep the energy up a little bit, we've got a new song by Misha and the Spanx called Cut My Bangs. And then Maddie Little with All My Fault. And then Bedroom Posters by Yellow Card featuring Good Charlotte. And that's a name I haven't heard in a while. So, yeah. Let's get ready to have a little bit of energy in your day here on the Indie Wake Up Call.
sister, but I hate it in LA. My parents need me, but they know that I can't stay. I can't stay.
As a geriatric millennial, that is a real throwback of a tune. That was Yellow Card and Good Charlotte with Bedroom Posters. That was a Millie pick. I feel like a lot of what people of a certain age listen to in their high school days is making a comeback. And in general, I know we've talked about this before, but bands, classic bands like Fleetwood Mac have really been in people's musical lexicography of late as well. I mean, not to put Fleetwood Mac and Good Charlotte in the same category, but you know. Before that, we had Maddie Little. That's a new track by her with All My Fault. Also, Cut My Bangs by Misha and the Spanx. Who hasn't been in that situation of cutting your bangs? We kicked it off with Geese and Trinidad. I love how weird and dissonant that track is. But we also played 47 Teeth with Dogs in the Park. Awesome local band playing at the Broom Factory this Sunday. While the music was playing, I was on my phone a little bit because the Oscar nominations have officially been announced. I am not huge into following the Oscars, but as a horror movie fan, I have to say I'm really pleased to see how much recognition horror has. There's been some absolutely beautiful, really powerful and intelligent horror movies coming out of late. And, you know, they always get short shrift at the Oscars. So to see both Sinners and Frankenstein up for best film, Sinners and Weapons also getting nods with, of course, Amy Madigan's incredible turn as Gladys, getting her a supporting actress nomination. I just saw the new, I guess, part two of 28 Years Later, Bone Temple, in theaters on the weekend as well. And as well as being just a hard but beautiful, thought-provoking film with a lot to say about the nature of spirituality and humanity and good and evil, it had a lot of obviously good throwback music, the kind of music I was listening to when I was in high school. So for this last little bit of Indie Wake Up Call, I'm going to be a little self-indulgent and put on some music both from the 28 Years Later soundtrack, which is Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead. Also going to include Beware of the Darkness by George Harrison, which was in a seminal scene in the movie Weapons, and I Lied to You, which was in the Sinners movie soundtrack. And, you know, if you watch 28 Days Later, there might be a little homage to Dr. Kelton in this last little bit as well. So enjoy, and we'll see you next week here on the Indie Wake Up Call.
something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. It might hurt you, hope you don't lose your mind. Well, I was just a boy, about 8 years old. You threw me a Bible on that Mississippi road. See, I love you, Papa, you did all you could do. And they say the truth hurts, so I lied to you. Yes, I lied to you. I love the blues.
One more time. So that song was I Lied to You by Miles Catton. It is from the Sinners movie and just got nominated for Best Original Song for the Academy Awards. As I was mentioning, tons of nods to horror in this, which, as again, I'm a big horror nerd, so a big fan of. We're going to wrap things up with a little surprise, as I mentioned, from the 28 Years Later soundtrack. Sorry, just lost my train of thought there for a second. But before that, another little Sinners nod, because I love that movie so much. This is Rocky Road to Dublin.
Then off to reap the corn and leave where I was born. I cut a stout black thorn for to banish ghosts and goblins. A brand new pair of brogues to rattle over the box and frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, in the merry month of May, from me home I started, left the girls of Tuam were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, my grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a stout black thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, brand new pair of brogues, rattling over the bogs and frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put the hare and turner down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, what for lollida.
In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight next morning bright and airy, took a drop of the beer to keep me heart from singing, that's the Paddy's cure whenever he's on for drinking, to hear the lassie smile laughing all the while at me curious style, could set your heart a bubble and ask me was I hard, wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hot the hair and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, back for lollida.
In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. Then I took a straw, all among the quality bundle it was tall. In a neat locality, something crossed me mind. When I looked behind the bundle, could I find upon me stick a wobble inquiring for the rogue? Said me colleague rogue, wasn't much involved on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hot the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, back for lollida. From there I got away, my spirits never failing, landed on the quay just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me roared, said the no remedy, when I jumped aboard a cabin bound for Paddy. Down among the pigs, played some funny rigs, drank some hearty jigs, the water on me bubbling off to Holyhead. Wish myself was dead, or better far instead, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cut the hair and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, back for lollida. The wise of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to burn, temper I was losing, coral air inside, they began abusing, or Robbie's eyes as I should lay the island flat, Gorin eyes were by and saw I was a hobbling with a loud hooray, joining in the affray, we quickly cleared the way, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cut the hair and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, what for lollida.
Sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. From my mind, what did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were they reflections of my woman staring back at me?
Thank you. I'll date an actress if it means that she knows how to play her role. She called me up just to tell me she never really liked my jokes. I fucked my life up for the show, cause I'm afraid of going broke. Call my mom, say I love her, cause she worries when I'm on the road. Money makes us feel like we can almost live forever, and we use it as a cure, but it don't ever make us better. So I might still walk around the neighborhood. It's weather, weather, yeah, this high is temporary, but these diamonds are forever. Twins up on my floor playing mahogany and oh. I ordered tuna over rice and somebody told me it's po'. I had no idea how much